You'll hear five teenagers talking about their experiences of doing water sports. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt about their experience. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I'm quite a good swimmer, but I'd never done much distance swimming. So I joined a group that were planning to swim along the river. The only thing was, because of my age, it meant Dad had to come with me. I wasn't sure that was necessary really, but I went along with it. Anyway, the plan was to cover about 6 kilometres, which sounded a lot, and I wasn't convinced we'd manage it, but we did. We even got a certificate for it, though whether we deserved it is another matter, as I'd needed a hand from the coaching team when I got tired. But it was still a great day.
Speaker 2.
I spotted an advert for surfing classes while we were on holiday, so off I went. I was hopeful I'd pick it up quickly, as I'd done lots of water sports before. Once I was standing on the surfboard, though, I kept falling into the sea. Anyway, I kept going, as I was still just about managing to keep up with the group, and eventually I started enjoying it, just as the advert had said. So by the end, I was pretty pleased with myself. Amazingly, I was up and surfing along with the rest, just as if I'd done it all my life.
Speaker 3.
I found a windsurfing centre at our family holiday resort, and I was keen to have a go. Even so, I was worried before I went about exactly what was involved, and imagined constantly falling into the water. As it turned out, though, the instructor wouldn't allow beginners to go any further than the shallow waters at the edge of the lake where we were having lessons. And once I knew that, my anxiety completely disappeared, and I focused on enjoying the day. And it was thrilling, windsurfing alongside my instructor, the wind in my face, even though I knew I wasn't that brilliant. But I'm very keen to become an expert now.
Speaker 4.
I was excited about my first diving trip, swimming underwater with breathing equipment. I'd practiced in a pool locally, but this was my first dive with a group in open water, which I'd been told wouldn't be quite so easy. But I knew there was a chance we'd see dolphins, and sure enough, once we were underwater, we spotted some not far away, thanks to the instructors and guides there to help us. I hadn't expected so many of them would come with us, so that was a real bonus. We'd also been told the area was popular with sharks. Not dangerous ones, luckily, but even so, I was sort of glad they didn't appear.
Speaker 5.
Mum suggested we should go somewhere to learn kayaking, paddling a small boat, and hopefully to see some wildlife too. So we joined a group trip with a guide. What Mum hadn't mentioned was how wobbly the boat would be. And at first, I really thought mine might tip over. I'm a good swimmer though, so it wouldn't have been a problem, and I soon got the hang of paddling along the coast. But the week before, a group had spotted some whales, and our guide had told us we were sure to have the same experience. They failed to appear this time though, sadly, so we were left with just seabirds to look at.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker Speaker 1.
I'm quite a good swimmer, but I'd never done much distance swimming. So I joined a group that were planning to swim along the river. The only thing was, because of my age, it meant Dad had to come with me. I wasn't sure that was necessary really, but I went along with it. Anyway, the plan was to cover about 6 kilometres, which sounded a lot, and I wasn't convinced we'd manage it, but we did. We even got a certificate for it, though whether we deserved it is another matter, as I'd needed a hand from the coaching team when I got tired. But it was still a great day.
Speaker 2.
I spotted an advert for surfing classes while we were on holiday, so off I went. I was hopeful I'd pick it up quickly, as I'd done lots of water sports before. Once I was standing on the surfboard, though, I kept falling into the sea. Anyway, I kept going, as I was still just about managing to keep up with the group, and eventually I started enjoying it, just as the advert had said. So by the end, I was pretty pleased with myself. Amazingly, I was up and surfing along with the rest, just as if I'd done it all my life.
Speaker 3.
I found a windsurfing centre at our family holiday resort, and I was keen to have a go. Even so, I was worried before I went about exactly what was involved, and imagined constantly falling into the water. As it turned out, though, the instructor wouldn't allow beginners to go any further than the shallow waters at the edge of the lake where we were having lessons. And once I knew that, my anxiety completely disappeared, and I focused on enjoying the day. And it was thrilling, windsurfing alongside my instructor, the wind in my face, even though I knew I wasn't that brilliant. But I'm very keen to become an expert now.
Speaker 4.
I was excited about my first diving trip, swimming underwater with breathing equipment. I'd practiced in a pool locally, but this was my first dive with a group in open water, which I'd been told wouldn't be quite so easy. But I knew there was a chance we'd see dolphins, and sure enough, once we were underwater, we spotted some not far away, thanks to the instructors and guides there to help us. I hadn't expected so many of them would come with us, so that was a real bonus. We'd also been told the area was popular with sharks. Not dangerous ones, luckily, but even so, I was sort of glad they didn't appear.
Speaker 5.
Mum suggested we should go somewhere to learn kayaking, paddling a small boat, and hopefully to see some wildlife too. So we joined a group trip with a guide. What Mum hadn't mentioned was how wobbly the boat would be. And at first, I really thought mine might tip over. I'm a good swimmer though, so it wouldn't have been a problem, and I soon got the hang of paddling along the coast. But the week before, a group had spotted some whales, and our guide had told us we were sure to have the same experience. They failed to appear this time though, sadly, so we were left with just seabirds to look at.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.